Welcome back to the Broncast, a podcast all about the Ford Bronco. I'm your host, John Melton.
I'm Donnie Whiteman.
We are two Bronco enthusiasts who own Broncos and work on Broncos, and we just enjoy the dialogue of the Ford Bronco, the music of the machine in which we love, from generation one through generation six. Our sponsor for this episode is Tom's Off-Road. Tom's Off-Road has every part that you need to fully restore your Ford Bronco. Sometimes I just feel like I have to mix it up and say something different.
Yeah.
So people don't think that I just have said it once and it's just a recording.
And it's inserted.
Right. Yeah. No, this is fresh, people.
It's
you got
real.
A fresh intro this today.
This is lemon fresh.
What are we doing today?
We're going to talk about full-size Broncos. Hey, we try and like have a full-size episode every once in a while to, you know, so Spencer has something to listen to. This is for you, Spencer.
To and, appease the full-size
And
guys.
I bought a 79 Bronco.
Yeah.
But we've got, there's two other Broncos here. There's a Gen 3 and a Gen 5. And you know what's next? The full-size Bronco is next. It's going to be the next rage.
Totally.
I think it is.
Yeah. Well, cool. We're going to talk about some values, see what is on the old Facebook marketplace.
I love doing that.
I know. Pull it up. Talk about a little bit of history, you know, refresh our memories, and then take a look at your 79. I think that'll be a sweet episode.
We did a huge history session when we first started in a series. We covered full size and we did each gen.
As its own
when
episode.
Was that in the fall of 22 or was that spring of 23?
Spring of 23.
And we did a deep dive into all the generations of full-size Broncos. But today, we're just going to kind of give you a recap and then we're going to go look at mine. Put it on the lift. This was your idea.
Uh-huh. It was.
First, I was like, I don't know. didn't spend much money on it. I have no idea what I bought.
What have you been doing? Doing any work in the shop these days?
I took my 69 and had pulled the body off, which I made a video of, which is hilarious. The other day, this past weekend, I went and pulled the axles off of the frame so I could get the frame media blasted, and then we have to put it on the frame rack and straighten it because turns out I got hit really hard in the left rear, so got a kink in the frame rail back there that's not supposed to be there, and then I can start doing all the crazy stuff I want to do to this frame. So.
Nice.
So I've got that 69 is going to be the truck that we jump at Ford Fest.
Yes.
One day it might be a SEMA truck. Who knows?
It'd be amazing.
A beautiful truck.
Yes. One day. I worked on my green truck and put the Hydra Boost on, which I've been wanting to do for a while because my brakes were they weren't working great. And that's why I decided to back into a tree. the vacuum booster wasn't really working, so I switched over to Hydra Boost. Man, that install is super easy, and maybe hopefully I have a video out by now about it, but super easy install, went together really nice. The hardest part is getting all the fittings, you know, because you're going from whatever it is to 6 a.m. to, you know, like it's like just trying to, and then your brake lines, like I put in an adjustable brake proportioning valve.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Tom's gives you all new brake line ends that fit into it, but it's like, oh man, now I got to change all my, you know, it's just like, that was the chore of that job. Like I would say it was a 3-wrench project except for all the fittings and all
that. There are like two different kinds that visually look the same.
Yes.
But the angle or the pitch
is
different enough that if you try to use one with the other, it will leak.
Well, and I had to grind down even one of the fittings that Tom's gave me for whatever power steering box or a power steering pump I have, you know, because like I've got one power steering pump. I got a different power steering box. I've got the high, you know, it's like, you're trying to mix and match all this stuff together. And then I added in a power steering cooler
and mounted it
in front of my radiator just because I knew, you know, okay, now I'm going to be working the power steering pump harder. It was all that was going into it. But for the most part, the install was a breeze and my brakes work really well now. like there have been a couple times where I'm like, oh God, like,
it's
like
hard.
Yeah, it just kind of like jerks you.
Seatbelt would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's been a couple times that I've almost locked up pretty easily. And I'm like, that's, you know, nicer than where I was, where I felt like I had to mash the pedal and it barely stopped. So that's been good. And I started on rebuilding my seats.
I've
been teasing that I was doing that for a long time.
What are you doing?
So doing new seat covers, new foam on the front, two front seats, passenger and driver, and putting the heater.
You're going to do that? Sneak that in there while you're at it.
So I don't want to put switches in my dash. So I was thinking about, you know how I have that Igloo cooler?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about putting the switches in the Igloo cooler.
Awesome.
Like so who knows if I'll actually do that. They might just be on my floor.
I know. You're doing all that work on your dash. You're like, I don't want to put a bunch more stuff on it.
Yeah.
There's the flat spot under there.
Oh, yeah.
You could possibly use.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah.
You can see it right there. See, it's a nice two-inch... Two and a half inch.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, little toggles.
Uh-huh.
And if they have lights on the ends, you could see if they're on or not.
That's a great idea. Before we get into it, let us remind you of Super Celebration coming up. Donnie and I will be there, and we want to drive your Bronco, put it through its paces. And then also, if you haven't yet, put in your order at Tom's Off-Road and get some free shipping. That ends like April 1st, so... got to get your order in.
Yeah, it's a whole month of March.
Yep. So ASAP.
They'll haul it all the way from Oregon to Townsend, Tennessee for you, and you can pick it up free freight.
But we've got like a week left for them to order before April. So get your order in so that they can load the truck and get the parts.
I actually have some roll cages on that truck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
To That's save cool. on freight. It was awesome.
Full-size Broncos. You know, let's give a little history here. If you're looking for full-size history, look back
when
in the
you
episodes.
Say full-size, what do you mean? I find that offensive.
Hefty or big-boned?
You know, you say hefty. That's funny because they are 1,000 pounds heavier than an early Bronco. Yeah. So fair enough.
It was a big change. No, full-size would be from, I would say, the second generation, 1978 through 1996, the fifth generation. Like, to me, those are the full-size grouping.
Ford has their 77 Bronco out, and they're about to come out with this full-size Bronco based on a full-size pickup truck. That's where it comes from. But what's interesting is Chevrolet had come out with their full-size truck in, like, 1968. We're talking 10 years before. They were working on it the whole time, and it just kept getting pushed off. So you have 11 years of the early Bronco Gen 1?
And that was an accident. You know, like that wasn't supposed to be. I think the Bronco, second generation Bronco, was supposed to come out in like 74. But there was the oil embargo and like there was all this stuff happening. And the Bronco, they ended up pushing it back. It's interesting because everyone else kind of had their full size vehicle to the market before Ford. You know, Ford was really late to the game. And then you got the second generation that only ran for 2 years because it was supposed to have run for, you know, 4 years before that. So it would have run for 6 years, which is a pretty normal generation run. But it only ran for 2 years because of that.
What's interesting about the full-size Broncos, Gen 2 to Gen 6, is they were so much bigger. They were more luxurious. They were softer riding. Ford made the wheelbase 12 inches longer. So it went from like 92 inches to 114 inches.
Yeah.
They had a 25-gallon fuel tank instead of the 14-gallon fuel tank in an early Bronco. They went from the 302 to a 351. I think you could also get a 400, though.
Yeah, the 460.
I don't know if a 460 was an option, but most of them were 351s or 400s, which you needed to, you know, push a 4,500-pound vehicle down the road.
And yeah, I mean, it was interesting looking back through the history, and they really did try to make it this big plush vehicle, you know, that handled well off-road. That was always the deal. It handled well off-road, but drove luxuriously on-road. And you know, it was just the full size. That's where we get the name. So it was introduced in the fall of 1977, and it was referred to as the U-150, not the U-15, like our early Bronco predecessor. Came out with round headlights for around $6,500. Deluxe model was called the Ranger XLT Bronco Wagon. That was an extra almost $700, and it came with square headlights. All these features, cigar lighter, pile high carpet.
Cigar lighter, when I had found out that's what that was, I always thought it was cigarette lighter. That's why it's so big.
Oh.
Have you ever burned yourself with one of those?
Oh my gosh. Those things get so hot.
Well, you push it in, so it's the size of a cigar, and you take that it out, so and it glows sense. Red, and you're like, well, that's hot. You do it again on another day, and you pull it out. It's like, well, that's not glowing at all. And you stick your thumb on it, and it burns a
stripe.
Beep out of your thumb or your finger, and it hurts for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of funny. We were looking, some of the ashtrays in the Broncos had cigarette lighters in them. Tim and I were talking about that. It's like, should we put that back in? I'm like, nah.
No one uses that.
Put a USB there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I did think it was interesting that you've got basically two packages. You got kind of like a base model and the XLT, and that's it.
Yeah.
Those are your choices. But you did get like 19 different color combinations.
And is that when like chromatic stripes and stuff like that started coming around, was all the color packages?
Yeah, the freewheeling graphics came out, which were the segmented color stripes. And then I'm not sure what year the chromatic came out, where it was literally a split fountain or a color fade.
Yeah.
Those are amazing, especially like on black. Didn't our buddy get a yellow chromatic?
Yeah. Parker
did. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, which actually looks pretty good on yellow.
Yeah. I think he calls it mellow yellow.
Well, and that should be a supercell.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure he's going to get it there.
Or wait, was it Parker or was it Carson? I forget which one of them has it.
I think it's Parker.
Was it Parker? But I think he has the 460 in it.
Yeah.
Like I think he put a 460 in it. Yeah. Those are super cool.
If we got that wrong, we're going to know.
They'll let us know. They'll let us know for sure. First, the Bronco, wasn't it nicknamed like the F truck or something like that? Like it was, or F Bronco or something like that. Yes, like there's something. And then I think they nicknamed it Bighorn after that. Like, you know.
And then there was a Shorthorn.
Shorthorn.
Also.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's so many nicknames, but yeah.
Well, and somehow they claim it's a 6-passenger. So I don't know if you got extra seatbelts. I've yet to see one that had like 6 seatbelts in it.
Because you got the 2 captain's chairs up front
and
then the bench in the back.
There must have been like a third row option.
I wonder if there's a bench front option. Like I wonder if that
would
was,
be six.
That would be six. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if someone has a bench front.
Well,
and how would you crawl on the back though? Just the things.
You go through the hatchback, the electric window and the tailgate.
crawl on the back.
I did think it was funny that they had like one of the 2-tone interiors. Like everything was 2-tone.
Yeah,
that's what they called everything, and it was TU-TONE.
So hip.
Tommy 2-tone.
2-tone. So cool. We were talking about this second generation. Was from 1978 to 1979, only 2 years. There's some nicknames for that one.
There's dent side, bump side, and the pickup truck line.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a dent side.
Because I think just in general, people just call it the full size or the big Bronco. But then you got into generation three, which was 1980 to 86. And that one is actually called the bull nose, which is interesting because you can see the same grill pattern from the second generation, but they changed the whole like body of the third generation to make it lighter, more nimble. They, you know, tried to improve the distance it could drive by increasing the fuel capacity, you know, like all those kind of tricks. And then generation four was 87 to 91. I think that one's the brick nose. And then generation five was...
It's a 92 to 96.
92 to 96.
The last.
Yeah.
So, and then we have a huge 25-year gap.
Yeah. What I thought would be cool would be just to kind of look up some Facebook articles and kind of look at like, what are Broncos going for? Now, these aren't Broncos that have sold. This is someone who's saying, hey, will you buy my Bronco for this much? But I thought that would be fun to just kind of look through them and see. So let's start at the top. Fifth generation Ford Bronco here. So this one isn't the top end of a fifth generation, but I thought, man, this is actually a really nice Bronco, $6,700. I think it has a six cylinder engine, or it says a 1.8 liter. So it's not the V8. It's manual transmission, all blue,
white top,
but really decent condition.
Looks really good.
Yeah. For $6,700, like someone near, Logan, Utah needs to go pick this up.
Yeah. It's funny. So we were talking about how you compare full size prices to early, and there's all these different tiers of an early Bronco, but we feel like there's maybe three tiers to a full size Bronco. And they're like me, someone that is under $4,000 that bought a Bronco.
Yeah.
And I really wanted the 78, 79, and that was about the cheapest I could find. And then there's this running driving category, and this truck falls into that, and it could be anywhere from $6,000 to $15,000. And there are all kinds of full-size Broncos in that price range that you could literally drive home.
Yeah. Second generation is more expensive than the third generation. Third generation is more expensive than fourth and fifth. So it kind of drops. Although I'd say fourth generation is probably the least expensive. So it probably goes second gen, third gen, fifth gen, then fourth gen. Like, kind of in prices as they get lower and lower. But yeah, I thought this was a great one and really clean. You know, the dash needs some work. The seats have some stains on it. Oh, look, this is a front front bench seat.
Oh, it's a split bench.
Oh.
The bench flips forward at an angle, kind of like a 50s car.
Yeah.
So you can climb into the back. But what's cool is all of these Broncos do two things. The roof comes off, which is crazy cool.
Yep.
And the rear window is electric and goes up and down. So you might think, oh, the 4Runner had that first. No, the full-size Bronco had it first.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, moving on. Let's go to a little bit more expensive Bronco. This is a super cool one, a 1992 Ford Bronco Night Edition. So this is $13,500. So I would say this is the upper price range of what you would want for a Generation 5 Bronco. Like, I wouldn't go too much higher than this.
Is it a Night Edition because it's all blacked out?
Well, the Night Edition actually originally had a purple stripe that went, it was all blacked out, and then had a pink purple stripe that went down the side of it. This apparently it looks like.
Oh, and the bumpers are black.
Yeah. So this one looks like it's been, oh yeah, this Bronco has been repainted in the past couple of years. New black carpet, dark charcoal leather captain's chairs.
Leather.
Very cool. This one's 5.8, so it's a 351 Windsor. But I mean, this thing is just, it looks so clean. Really nice for a Gen 5. Like, I think it's in great condition. Like this, I feel like is a great buy.
Yeah, there really isn't anything to do to this truck. It's $15,000, but even the tires are new.
Yeah.
And the wheels look nice. I mean, it's been really well kept.
So this is one that I saw, and it's almost $20,000, but it was really nice. Now, again, I picked some of the higher end of the spectrum, and $20,000, I don't think this one will bring 20,000. When I was looking at it, I was like, man, like it looks like it has a brand new paint job. It looks like, you know, most of the chrome is in really good shape. It doesn't have any body damage, doesn't have, you know, any rust spots. Looks like it's been really, really well maintained. And even the interior, man, like it has the nice leather, and I forget what it is. I think it's the Eddie Bauer seats that have the colored trees that are in the back of the seat cushion there. But yeah, I mean, just everything about.
Is that what that is?
I think so. I think those are Eddie Bauer seats.
Definitely Eddie Bauer color interior. It's that kind of light peanut butter tan.
Yeah. And I mean, this thing just looks so nice. This one is well kept.
How much?
$20,000.
Yeah. You know what, though? The paint's beautiful. It's like candy apple red with this tan interior. It's lifted. I mean, he's got $20,000 in it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah. No, that's a really nice truck.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, there's a 351 5.8 EFI, stock EFI.
And, you know, like I said, it's lifted. It's got this cool off-road look. It has a light bar across the top, which is neat. Yeah, that's a good looking truck.
Super clean. Yeah. Okay. Again, on the higher end, I found a third gen for $20,000. This is a 1984. Now, this guy is actually stroked the, I think, 302 or 351 to 302 to 347. So it's a 347 stroker. Definitely done some major upgrades to it. But I mean,
is this your color combination?
Yeah, this is the one that I want. This is the color combo that I want. I want a third gen, just like this one,
man. Look at that red interior.
Yeah. I mean, it's
got the, what looks like the captain chair. It's got like the plaid. It's not plaid.
There's
stripes that go across the seat from left to right and all the way up the back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that wood dash.
The wood. I mean, it just looks so awesome.
The wood that's not wood.
Yeah, the faux wood. I mean, it's on the doors and, like, I can't tell. It looks like there's a sunroof.
Yeah, I saw that
too.
Doesn't
look, probably not stock on that one. But yeah, again, just,
I don't know if they did sunroofs.
I don't think so. But yeah, I mean, I think we've looked at ones in the past that were on the lower end and kind of looked pretty junky and like, oh yeah, you could do all this work. But I wanted to pick some that were like, you get in this and drive it, you know? Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was, yeah, like that 20,000 range is kind of the top end of the full size, or not second gen, third, fourth, fifth gen market. I wouldn't necessarily pay that. I think that's a little high to pay. But it was interesting just looking at those. And then I found a really cool one. So moving on, I saw this and I thought, man, this is super cool. We need to talk about this. It's a B150 from Mexico. So this wasn't
Mexico.
Yeah. This wasn't available in America, but it was basically a Bronco, but it was like a F-150 long bed version of the Bronco. So
look
still,
at that.
Still has the removable hard top. And it's like, yeah, it's such an interesting. So there's a 1981.
It's got a bump in the roof. Yep. It's got like a square window behind the driver window.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a conversion van kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a giant last window on the side of the truck.
I mean, it almost is like just a F-150 with an extended cab and a truck bed, but it's open inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's look at some pictures of the inside. I was still looking at the outside.
Go to the picture of the other door, or the passenger side. There's a door.
Wait, there wasn't on the one side?
No, there's not one on the driver's side.
It's a three-door.
Yes. Like,
oh, that's crazy.
This thing is so interesting. Now, it just sold like this morning. It's only been listed 22 hours.
What do you think it brought?
I mean, they asked $24,000 for it. I don't know if it got
okay.
Close
the
to
rear
that.
Axle is way forward in the wheel well,
way
which
forward.
Is a little weird.
Yes.
Like, I'm not sure what that means.
But
and it's got, look at the back doors. It's got barn doors in the
back.
Oh,
it's like ambulance doors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is probably a hearse.
Yeah, totally. But it's got a back seat. You can see.
It's got a bench seat in the front.
Uh-huh.
And some weirdness going on in the dashboard.
And then like kind of a bench seat it's a van. Like, cause look at that. It's raised behind the front seats
Oh, and it's a walkthrough. There's no flip forward middle seat. You just, oh, and look, there's no high, they're low back seats.
Yeah. Like, I just thought, man, there's such an interesting Bronco, or not Bronco, it's B.
Custom B something.
B150. Yeah.
And it's a manual. This leads us to the next thing is a Centurion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is 100 Broncos. The Centurion is so cool. Mark has one.
Wow.
And whoever made them, they did such a good job. It looks like a Suburban or a Expedition. I mean, they did such a good job on those, but they were made not at Ford. They were made at another company. You can see on all Centurions, if you look on the roof where they seam the metal together, the trucks flexed so much that it all cracked. There's always a crack across there. So you'd almost have to redo that whole joint, but they are becoming super popular. Didn't you just see one in Brentwood not long ago?
Yeah, there was one for sale. I mean, it was pretty bad, pretty rough condition, but yeah, right here in Brentwood.
And do you remember how much it was?
I don't.
Was it $8,000?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. More than I thought it would be for. It was like, whoa, based that's really high. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it even had an engine. All the interior was like ripped out, you know, and just kind of thrown in the back.
Centurions, though, I just found out from talking to Spencer that they were almost all two-wheel drive. So to find a four-wheel drive Centurion is really rare.
Interesting. Let's head over to the shop and take a look at your second generation.
Find out what I bought, because I have no idea. I'm like, oh, that's a deal. Let's go get it.
Yeah.
So I potentially may have gotten a good deal, or I might have a real rust bucket on my hands.
Find out.
So, but I was willing to do it. It's like, how many 78s and 79s are hard to get. So I can do body work. To be honest, I'm going to drive it, even with some rust on it. And most of the paint's patina now or rust, but it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Well, we got the Bronco up on the lift.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to, I haven't even looked up yet to see what I got.
This is a 1979. Looks like it was rode hard and put up wet.
Yeah.
As they say.
Seeing rust everywhere. So yeah. I have a leak to fix right here first, which is normal.
Lots of new parts here. Now, is this the Ford 8.8 or is this a Ford 9-inch?
This is a 9-inch.
Okay.
And what's really cool is on the rear, it's a regular 9-inch. But on the front, it's a high pinion.
Oh,
all
nice.
The full-size Broncos had high pinion front axles, which is unusual in an early Bronco unless someone went to the trouble to cut it down 6 inches to make it fit underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put a high pinion underneath an early Bronco, your wheel stuck out 6 inches.
Right.
Yeah.
Where is, I don't see a fuel tank here.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to point that out, wouldn't you? The fuel tank is the Milo's jug under the, Milo's sweet tea under the hood.
Yeah, so this frame is a C-channel frame. It's not a boxed frame. Like on our early Bronco, it's a box, you know? Like the frame is enclosed, but on this, it's just a C. And so you have your top and your bottom and the side.
Yeah, so it's open down the center. I did notice that it is boxed in at the front suspension.
Oh, okay. But
that's just a testament to why everyone said the early Bronco chassis was so strong. It's a fully boxed frame end to end.
Yeah.
And they just raced it like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, leaf springs in the rear. And then, you know, you got your shocks. I mean, like, how are the bones? You know, like when you're looking at a second generation Bronco and you're getting one for fairly cheap, you're looking for good bones. How are the bones?
Well, okay, so.
That's not a good pause.
Yeah, I hesitated. My frame looks like it's really good.
Yes.
So frame steel looks great. It's all surface rust. But when we, you know, Spencer said to look at the floor pans. Mm-hmm. So when I start back here and I look at the floor pans, I'm seeing some rust right in here on the bed floor. And he also said, hey, you know, when you're going to buy a full-size Bronco, don't worry about the parts that are not Bronco.
exclusive. Like the rear half of the truck is a Bronco, all the parts, like the bed floor, the quarter panels are Bronco only. The rest of the truck is an F-150 or an F-250. And he says, they're making tons of those parts.
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry about it. He goes, but start with your bed floor. And right here, that doesn't look real good.
Yeah, that.
Is that my carpeting?
Yeah, that's no bueno. I need that's a technical gross. Shot. You got some over here too.
Yeah.
And right here. So yeah, your floor is not in good shape by any means.
I think the word I've heard people use is, those are roached. So yeah, they are completely ruined. So this truck, I am gonna need to put this floor section in and these floor sections on the outside. Let's move forward and see what we got for the rest of the floor pan as we move up, what, towards the firewall?
So yeah, looking at the front, I mean, it's better than the back, but yeah, you still have just a ton of rust and a ton of pitting and, you know, just, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot that is salvageable. A lot of it needs to be replaced.
Well, it looks like I looked at the cross members, I looked at the frame front to back, and that all seems to be pretty good. Suspension mounts. We're supposed to look at the body mount still, Spencer said. Make sure you look at those. And I see from about the tow board back, it just, the pan start to rust. He did say you can get a rear floor section, but it comes in three pieces, or what's called, they're patch panels.
Okay.
They're lengthwise. You get like the middle and the two sides. And you can get all of these as patch panels, but you can't get a full reproduction floor or a floor pan assembly like you can for an early Bronco.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, but this is what you're looking at when you're purchasing a second generation Bronco. I mean, we're at, like, how old is this thing? 40-something years? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just time and age has worn on it. And so, yeah, you're going to have to do the work to get this back up and get it roadworthy. And, you know, but a lot of this stuff, though, I mean, yeah, maybe not the floor pans, but you're going to clean up the frame eventually, you know, and get it sandblasted, get it powder coated, or whatever you're going to do. You're going to clean up the axles. You're going to, like, you're going to rebuild the suspension. There's a lot of that that you're going to redo anyway. But yeah, like you said, like you were kind of hoping that the body panels were maybe a little bit better, so you didn't have to do as many body panels, but it looks like you're going to have to do a lot.
Yeah. Well, but when you're paying under $4,000, you know, I did get a 79 Bronco. I got my axles. It's a running driving, well, it doesn't have any brakes.
I know. Oh,
it's
I know.
It's a running truck, and we not did stopping. Roll it in here with a flat tire, but my frame's good, you know, my hard parts are good, my axles are probably good. We didn't check the hubs. We need to check and see if the hubs lock and unlock. But my engine, surprisingly, my oil pan has no leaks.
That is pretty surprising. That's a shock. Your transmission does. What transmission is this?
It's a 3-speed.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Looks like I might need a new muffler.
Yeah.
And my coat hanger starting to rust.
Yeah.
Back there.
Yeah, I like the coat hanger.
Yeah.
It's pretty classy. Might need a new shock. It looks like we broke, you know, exploded that one when we put it up on the lift. That's how it goes. This is cool though. I mean, like, you know, when you're looking at a project, you have to weigh all that stuff. Like, how much work is it gonna need to get it to the point where you can actually do it? How much are you capable of doing? Like, you know, and if you're gonna strip it down to the frame and strip down the axles anyway, like, it doesn't really matter so much what, you know, obviously you don't want holes in your floor pans, but you're gonna fix those. But that's why this truck was under $4,000. Yeah. Like, you know, when you're looking at a truck that's $15,000, it should not look like this. Maybe some early Broncos do, but you shouldn't buy those, in my opinion. But yeah, I think this is going to be a really fun project to work on for sure.
There are a lot of early Broncos that are in this condition, and people will hide all of this damage. They'll plate the top and they'll pound the bottom up and they'll just undercoat it.
Yep.
And I mean, some people will go so far as to even fake the old bead rolls, and you'd swear the pans were good until you take the carpet out above and you see metal plating, and you take the plating off, and then you find basically this sandwiched in between two layers of pretending the truck is solid. So I would rather put it on the lift and know and go, okay, this is what we're dealing with. But I feel like if we were to pull the body off and I were to replace the floor pans and put it back together with the frame restored, this would be a really nice truck.
It's gonna be a beautiful truck. Yeah, for sure.
Then there's the outside.
Well, let's hop up there and take a look at the top.
All right.
There's good and bad. Like, the good is you've got a 1979 Ford Bronco.
The bad is I have this one.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the hard top and it's like fuzzy. What is that?
It's losing its hair. What's funny is that it's fiberglass top. So the resin just eventually like just goes away. And then this little half inch, what's called fiberglass chop, looks like a haircut.
Yeah.
And it's just starting to float off the back. And what's cool is you can go to like a boat or marine shop or repair shop, and they will re-glass or re-resin the top. And make it look really good. But typically, it's going to be smooth and shiny like a boat, which is not what you want. They were more commonly textured like a vinyl top.
Okay.
But you can even add the texture in with a roller.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that this Bronco needs. There's a lot of love that you're going to have to show this. But again, I mean, I think, you know, the cool thing is like you have a second-gen Bronco. And what would you say, like, the greater the project, the greater the reward kind of thing?
Yeah, like, the worse it looks, I'm attracted to, like, hopeless causes like myself. it just makes the project that much better when you finish it to go, oh, man, I brought it from this to this. Yeah. It could scare somebody else off. But I'll do the rust repair on the floor. But do you think I'm going to make it to Supercell?
No. I don't think this is going anywhere.
I told you
for
it
a
runs.
Long time.
It runs.
I mean, I think it's super cool. I'm super jealous that you have a second gen, and yeah, I'm excited to see what all this becomes in the coming months. And I think if there's anyone that can do it, you can do it.
I just need a gas tank and some new tires. And brakes.
Yeah. And put your feet through the holes in the floor.
No, we just won't look in the back.
Well, there you go. A little brief, you know, look around Donnie's truck and a full-size episode for Spencer.
Bargain Bronco.
That's right. Bargain Bronco. Maybe you too can find a bargain Bronco. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time.